The flu bug is starting to be active in Hopkins County and Sulphur Springs. To date, no campuses have been closed due to the flu in the Sulphur Springs ISD. We get the latest news from District Director of Communications, Rusty Harden.
Probably what caused the letter to be sent out or things to notice this to you guys and parents was we get a lot of calls and emails, you know, like you said, people concerned. A lot of times there's rumors going around about schools closing and things like that. You know, I get text messages from teachers or emails asking that and everything. But, you know, I didn't really know all the ins and outs until I talked to Mr. Lamb yesterday about it. And what we do is we look at the percentage of students who are here. And Monday and Tuesday, I'm looking right here. Monday we had 90.49%, and yesterday we had 88.69%. So really, I think people think it's a lot less than that. So then in our conversations with talking to Mr. Lamb, I think, okay, then when do you decide? Like you're asking, when do you decide when not to have school? And he says, normally you look at last year's date compared to this year's. So looking at last year's on this Monday and Tuesday of last year, last Monday it was at 95.3, and this year's it was 90.49. Tuesday's was at 96, this year it was like 88.69. Said usually if there's about a 10% difference, you then consider maybe, you know, closing school and not having school. Mm-hmm. It all kind of has to do with our average daily attendance, you know, funding. You get funding, that's part of our funding based on our attendance rates and things like that. So if it's a lot less, you know, sometimes it makes sense to not have school that day and make it up so your funding's not really lost.
We know how these things work around offices and things where some person gets sick and the next thing you know, everybody's getting sick. Well, could it be done rather than a district-wide thing? Could it be done like an individual campus that just had a big flu outbreak maybe that's different from all the other campuses perhaps?
You know, I haven't really thought of it in that way, but I've seen other school districts in Dallas area, things like that, sometimes close the campus. Since I've been here, and I've been here about 9 years, I don't really know if that really happening, but I don't think that's too far-fetched. But I really think from our district standpoint, if we did it, we'd probably do the whole district. Hmm. That's what I would think would happen.
Is somebody actively keeping an eye on the numbers each and every day?
Yes. You know, Mr. Lamb gets these sent to him, and attendance is taken in the morning, I'd say by second period at the high school, so I'm really not sure what the time that is. I say around 10 o'clock, I'm guessing. So he'll get numbers in, and he'll look at those and kind of compare them to last year's. And the thing is also, you know, if you miss these days, it also uses up our days that we have in the calendar year for makeup days, you know, Good Friday and things like that. But that being considered, I don't think we really say, hey, we don't want to do that. We really think about the health of everybody in our district. That's really what's going to drive it.
Mm-hmm. I also got a call last night as I was at the station, a lady wanting to know if any campuses had been closed. I told her we had heard nothing. If there was such a thing, you have your notification system and you'll be blasting that word out to everyone.
Yeah. If it was, not only would we do the email and the text, we would also do the phone. We save the phone for emergencies, and I think that's an emergency everybody needs to know. We use the phone, you know, I think since we've had it for bad weather days, where everybody knows. When I tested it one time, everybody got the phone calls, and they were kind of annoyed by that, but this is something also. We would blast it on everything. Text, email, phone call, everything. It would be on our website. It'd be with you guys. It would also be on our Facebook site, so it'd be something that, yes, we definitely would want to get out however we could to everybody.
KSST News.